Welcome to Chat About, sponsored today by Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, and First National Bank Bemidji. Danae Alamano is back, the executive director of the United Way of Bemidji area, as they are underway with the fall campaign and with their annual Coats for the Community campaign. We'll get the details on that and a bunch of other stuff too, coming up next with Danae Alamano. And welcome back to Chat About. It's time to talk United Way yet again because they are busy right now. We have Danae Alamano, the executive director here. It's go time.
It's go time. It's happening.
And I think a lot of people know that this time of year, there's a lot of great United Way events going on. But the sheer volume of them between, well, I guess we could start with the fishing tournament, although they had a little gap. Mm-hmm. Through what? Is it November, December before you wrap up everything?
Yes, it is. Yeah, but it's really intense in September and October. That's the time of year we ask the agencies that receive the funding we raise to not fundraise during that time, but because we're fundraising for them. So we don't want to compete with themselves. So we really try to pack the majority of the fundraising in during that time.
And so there's that going on. And then, of course, you'll be helping us with the Radiothon and child abuse in December. And then you've just got your normal programming that's going on all the time. So.
Right. Our own Coats for Community and Holiday Gifts for Kids, our Thanksgiving program, a senior community cleanups in there, too. All the things.
Well, you started off, again, the first one was the fishing tournament. Mm-hmm. Then you had your wine and beer tasting. How did that go?
That went great. We hit an all-time high in fundraising and maxed out both sessions.
Wow.
So it went really well. We had it was a windy evening, but it was a nice evening out at Rutgers.
Okay. And then you got some things we're going to talk about today that are underway, but you put the focus on the United Way and the campaign in a couple of weeks, September 20th, 21st.
Right.
So tell us about those events.
Yes. Well, kickoff will be on the 20th, and we're kicking off our workplace campaigns. So businesses that allow voluntary payroll deductions from their employees. There's a lot of fundraising that happens at those businesses. Often a corporate gift is included in that as well. But on kickoff day, our pace setter businesses, so the businesses that did their workplace campaign early, you're one of them, set the pace for the campaign, and we reveal what those businesses have raised so far. And we're going to do that. And we also have the mayor will do a proclamation declaring September 20th Live United Day.
Good.
And we'll do all of that while many of our key volunteers are packing food packs for Backpack Buddies. You know, we used to get to kick this off with the chili cook-off, which was a fun event that sort of went away with COVID. And now we've been doing more impact work. Let's pack food packs for the school district for the kids who need food on the weekends and really make a difference while we're kicking off the campaign at the same time.
And we will be there live on the 20th. Looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for doing that for
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. And then the next day, you're going to be hanging out here.
Yeah, 2 days with Kev.
Yes.
Yep. It's our business blitz day. So we have actually the agencies that receive the funding and the United Way board will be out asking for corporate pledges for the year from the small businesses that we have in Bemidji that want to support United Way.
Okay. So that's going on. And right now, we have just kicked off the Coats for the Community campaign.
Yes, we have our coat boxes out at Lukens North and South and also the Dress Club Cleaners downtown here. And I know today was chilly.
Yeah.
So if you didn't get your coat out yet or your kids' coats and all the gear, we take donations from the community of hats, coats, mittens, boots, thick sweatshirts, anything that's going to keep somebody warm, we will take. And distribution is open, and we'll close the donation boxes are open, but distribution day is October 7th.
Okay.
So try to get ahead of the really cold weather. But that'll be at First Lutheran Church from 9 to noon on Saturday, October 7th.
I know a phrase you use is gently used. So what does that mean exactly? I mean, I think I know what gently used means, but...
Well, let's make sure, you know, if we want the zipper to work, if something has a small hole in it or whatever, we'll still take it. But if it's seen its better days and should rather be thrown away than used, you know, we'll end up throwing that out. But anything that's gently used, worn. I mean, my kids' stuff from last year just doesn't fit them. It's not broken or old. So I always donate that stuff.
And you need them for people of all ages and sizes and shapes and all that.
Yep. Men, women, children, infants, the whole gamut.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've got a closet full of them, and we keep saying, we got to do it.
Yeah, so, it's open now.
All right. And again, either Lucan's Village Foods location, they'll have the drop boxes and dress club cleaners here in downtown Bemidji.
You got it.
Okay. Danae Alamano, the executive director of the Bemidji United Way of Bemidji area, is my guest. And we are getting started with the campaign, as we talked about. One of the other early events, by early I mean in September, is the trap tournament. And that has become quite the... quite the United Way tradition now.
Yeah, it really has. It's been a great event to start. We started that when we also started Women United. So, you know, two different maybe spectrums of things, but trying to just get anyone involved in the United Way. The trap shoot is on September 28th, and registration, team registration and also sponsorships are open right now. What happens on the 28th is your team of five people pick, it's almost like a tea time. There's a 5 o'clock, 5:30, a 6 o'clock slot, and you shoot two rounds of 25 clays. We take the top four scores out of five as your final team score off those two rounds. And there's different levels, too, novice, intermediate, and expert. Novice being... you know, I might be, even if you are or aren't a hunter, you've never shot trap. And because it is different. And then intermediate, maybe you've done it a little or come to the United Way tournament or trap shoot every year. I don't know. And then novice, you know, you're pretty good trap shooter. So we have different levels of awards too for that night. There's always a great silent auction and a fun meal over at Lazy Jack's. So after you shoot, you head over to Lazy Jack's for the meal and watch the scores come in throughout the night.
Okay. And I've been over there. They pack in Lazy Jack's pretty good.
They do, don't they? It's fun. It's a fun night.
Yeah, it is a fun night. So that is Thursday.
Yep, Thursday.
September 28th.
You got it.
And how do you get registered?
You can go to our website, unitedwaybemidji.org, and either search events, either click events, or it's also on the front page, rotor images.
And that's how much per team?
$500 a team, so $100 a person.
All right. Mm-hmm. And again, great cause, the United Way of Bemidji area.
Yeah, and we also have the high school trap team help us. They volunteer and keep score of everything. So it's fun to just, you know, include other groups in the whole process.
Well, I'm glad they keep score and don't participate because they probably beat most of us. They're pretty good.
They are really good.
Yeah. And Women United nominations. So tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. So at the end of October, we have our Women United Tribute Awards breakfast, and right now the nominations for those awards are open. So if you know someone in our community who's just done great things for the Bemidji area, we want you to nominate her. We do four sort of long-standing awards, and then a young professional or a young person. I guess they don't have to be a professional to receive an award. We started that last year. Kayla Winkler from Sanford Health received that award. So nominations are open. It's a really short application. I think there's two questions. But then we follow up. We have a big committee of people that help with this, and we follow up with a Zoom call that we want. Whoever, you know, if you nominated somebody, we would want you to get the other people that know that person well to be a part of that interview, because we want to understand the person on all levels, personally, professionally, what do they volunteer with, you know, all the things to make those decisions. That's open now till September 15th.
Okay, so through September 15th, you can go online, get those nominations in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's it's not like a specific category. It's just awesome women.
Yeah, exactly. We started this. Women United is a global affinity group from United Ways. And they really do, just like United Way, whatever the community needs from them. And so membership to Women United is pretty awesome. We do some cool projects. We meet quarterly, and then there's smaller committees, volunteer committees that meet in between doing needed projects in the area. We started a mobile food pantry for the food shelf. We helped the Battered Women's Shelter get to their capital campaign, raising enough funds for them to hire an architect. And we went through a schematic design with them, all that kind of stuff. And working on a shuttle for the shelters right now. So it's a fun group. And just every fall, we halt that hard work and recognize women that are doing good things. It really stemmed from my own great-grandma.
Yeah.
Dr. Mary Ghostly, she really didn't get recognized till after she was gone. And I think it's important to bring people together positively to recognize good work while it's happening.
Absolutely. I think that's a great, great idea, great cause. And
yeah.
a lot of women involved in Women United, too.
Yeah, there are. We have quite a few, pushing 100 members. And that fall event, it's a few hundred in the Boa Arts Ballroom as we celebrate. Women doing awesome things.
Women doing awesome things.
Yeah,
like
right.
It.
That's a simple way to say it.
Yeah. So COATS is underway, trap shoot registration underway, Women United nominations through the 15th. And mm-hmm. then you got a couple of big events coming up in October. We can certainly tease mm-hmm. those out right now.
Yeah. After September's events, we've got Restaurant Week, Movie mm-hmm. Days. COATS happens in October, and so does Senior Community Cleanup. And
Autumn Hoopla.
And Autumn Hoopla.
Yeah.
Same day
events.
As COATS. Yeah. Excited about that. Partnering with you to do a fun craft fair.
Yep.
And then ending the month with the Tribute Awards. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, again, the tip of the iceberg of what the United Way is doing this year. And again, for everybody, keep in mind, if you're a business owner, mm-hmm. some people might be coming to visit you on the 21st
yep.
on the business blitz. So think about what you might want to do to help the United Way. And, of course, Live United Day is the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So Danae Alamano is the executive director of the United Way of Bemidji area. She always seems to find a few minutes to come and see us, but she's a very busy person. So thank you, Danae, for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chat About Today has been sponsored by Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji and First National Bank Bemidji. Coming up next week on Chat About, more on the United Way. Danae will be back to talk about the Live United kickoff day and the business blitz. Plus, we'll hear from the campaign co-chairs, Derek and Brett Leach, episode of Live United. We'll hear from folks at Sanford Health, and the mayor will be here as well. Plus, we'll kick off the week talking Boy Scouts. Brad and Michelle are in to talk about the new Boy Scouts year underway. It's all coming up next week on Chat About. Thank you for being here today, and have a great weekend.